Scott Farkas.
Oh,
yeah, but Ralphie
didn't
really
talk about
Ralphie. Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from planet X, ready to save our planet.
He's a farmer?
He'll make you laugh.
For real?
Yeah, he goes and he talks. Most importantly,
about farming?
Hello, everybody.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Hey!
Hey!
Good work.
Welcome, everybody, to the Octavarius Podcast. This is episode 45.
Holy shit, man. 45? Still alive.
Jordan's return number.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, I actually have a sweet Michael Jordan embossed card that is the number 45.
It's sweet.
It's in with 45 jersey. Quite rare. Quite
cool.
Rare.
Quite rare.
I have it encased in hard plastic.
Just in case.
To preserve it.
What are you going to do with it?
Sell it so I can pay for something later.
Have nice. You, when's the last time you have looked up the price of it?
About 10 years ago, it was worth, I think, $80.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah, but, you know, he came back a couple of times since, so that probably diminished some of the value.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm banking on some shit going up soon.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Hey, let's sound off, starting with you, B-Wo.
It is B-Wo.
It is Nick.
Hi, it's LP.
Hi, it's Gustavi.
Hey, it's Lauren.
It is Mark.
It is Tins.
It is Cloud.
It is Keith.
It is Scott.
Hey.
And I think we're just about
ready. We got
ready
everybody,
to,
right?
We've got, oh.
Do we?
Oh, boy.
What?
Oh, shoot.
Tins.
Oh,
tins.
No.
Tins, what's wrong? Tins, eat up some time.
Oh, shit. Mailbag. Shit. Where's the mailbag?
Oh, hey. I was sitting on it the whole time.
Oh.
I'm so
Mark?
Sorry. Yeah.
This time?
Yeah, I didn't even notice. I just sat down
fucking
on the couch.
Twat.
Yep, that's what they call it.
Got some language.
Looks like a big just a bag.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Got there.
It's well, let me open today's letter.
It's really loud in the mic.
No.
It's a loud letter here from one Chris Schmingel. From North Pole, Arctica.
Arctica. Arctica.
Not
even accurate.
What state is that?
It's from Arctica.
Arctica.
Schmingel? Schmingel sounds like a Jewish name.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Well,
so this must be a
Jewish
question.
Yeah, I bet you it is. Well,
so we're talking about Judaism.
I will read on. It says, hey, you guys.
Hey.
It's that time of year again, and I just love watching holiday movies. There's so many good ones.
Mm-hmm.
There are animated ones, and claymation ones, and ones with real humans, and sometimes even ones about Hanukkah, although they are few and far between. Mm. What is up with that?
Okay, so we're talking about...
So
holiday films?
Yeah.
Christmas films, mostly.
Holiday.
Hanukkah.
There's no such thing.
There are a lot of great Christmas films.
Out of Majesty's Secret Service.
Muppet Christmas Carol.
Did they actually do a James Bond Christmas movie?
No.
Yeah.
Didn't we make a whole list of movies that aren't about Christmas but take place on Christmas?
Yeah, Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah.
Takes place always.
Yeah.
They always meet on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Gremlins.
Gremlins.
Outer Majesty's.
Well, the question is how? What do you mean about Christmas? Because it centers around a lot. There is a lot of Christmas stuff. There,
yeah,
in,
but
in
here's
Gremlins,
how you know.
It's like the difference between Tim Allen's The Santa Claus
okay, because Gremlins has one of the greatest monologues about Santa Claus ever by Phoebe Cates, where she talks about how she hates Santa Claus and hates Christmas because her father. Dressed up as Santa and went down the chimney and got stuck in the chimney and they burned him alive.
What a sad story. What
the? Really dark.
Yeah, watch fucking Gremlins, dude. It's,
yeah, I don't remember that.
It's one of the most. It's so hilarious.
It's otherwise such a happy movie.
Yeah, it's such
not
a
really.
Funny, like, it's such a farcical, horrible monologue. I love it. And Phoebe Cates is just so adorable. You just want to.
Well,
pinch
your
cheeks.
The way you know a movie is about Christmas is it starts out with sleigh bells in the opening credits.
Yeah.
Gremlins.
Shing, 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 shing,
there
shing,
might be
shing,
snow.
Shing. Yeah, and the snow and the credits are falling with the snow. And then you hear jubilant laughter, followed by a Christmas carol of some sort.
You're getting very specific. I feel like not all Christmas movies start exactly the same
way. I think
way.
Actually Addams Family, that's the exact same way it starts off.
Yeah. Also, Jingle All the Way has
Elf.
A lot of that. Elf.
It does.
I'm telling you, if it's a good classic Christmas movie, it's gonna start like
any, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are there any any people have films that they always watch on Christmas with their family?
Christmas. Yeah.
Or if
yeah,
not
yeah.
with their family, then with just
with your family.
Mine's actually
any just when you you have like a tradition is to watch this.
Mine are in great contention right now
because you're Jewish.
actually, that's not the problem this time.
Surprised.
We used to watch the animated How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
That's classic.
And one year, I luckily was given a copy of How Santa Claus Conquered the Martians, the Mystery Science Theater film.
Santa Claus Conquered the Martians.
Yeah, and so my dad and I, we open like some presents like early on Christmas Eve if they're from like I don't know other relatives and stuff, and so we got that, and my dad and I just demanded to watch it. And so we watched that, and then How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
This is the Mystery Science Theater version or the original
version? The Mystery Science Theater version.
Is that the movie that they show in Scrooged? They show them watching that.
That's a good movie.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Not really.
But my sisters hated it, found none of it funny, and just left in the middle and like went into their bedrooms or whatever. And my mom was okay on it, but she wanted everyone to be together for Christmas. And my dad and I were like, if they hate fun, well, fuck them.
We want to watch that. That's the Christmas spirit.
You should just get the non-MST3K version, just Santa Claus Conquers the Martians, because I had that one. And I watched that by itself. Probably about 6 times during freshman year of college.
I think there is a scene in Scrooge where they show it because
it's in some other movies because it's known for being like this terrible Christmas movie that has no bearing on it's just okay.
It's
so the plot,
like it yeah it stars Santa Claus but if I remember it has nearly nothing to do with Christmas. Santa Claus goes to. Gets kidnapped by Martians. Abducted, I guess.
The Martian people, you see, their kids aren't very happy. They don't have any fun because they live too advanced in technology world to have fun. The kids don't know what fun is. And they see the kids on Earth at Christmas time having fun. And they realize it's because of Christmas. So they steal Santa, right? They steal Santa and take him to Mars. But two Earth kids, Earthikins, if you might want to call them that, they stow away. On the Martian ship to go get him.
After escaping a cardboard robot and a really shitty polar bear.
Yes, at the North Pole. And the they have the ability, like, there's a freeze ray. They, like, freeze the elves and Mrs. Claus. There's also a demon polar bear, I want to say, somewhere in there, too. Maybe I'm mixing up movies. Movies.
It's totally in there.
On paper, it sounds like a pretty good movie.
Sounds like The Nightmare Before Christmas to me. Ooh. Different context.
Except that in Nightmare Before Christmas, it was Halloween nightmare shit before Christmas. So, like, the title actually held true. Santa Claus didn't really conquer the Martians.
Yeah, in fact, sort of they let him go. No, the bumbling Martian.
Boppo.
I thought it was Droppo.
Droppo. Okay. Sorry.
No, I was totally prepared to just have been wrong for the past 6 years.
No, you're right. It is Droppo. It's the dumbest name you could possibly imagine. Well, it's Droppo.
You know, they've noticed that he embodies the Santa Claus spirit, and he's already on Mars. So Santa's like, you can just be Mars Santa.
He's an idiot, though.
And I will be Earth Santa.
He's like a token halfwit.
Yeah, he is.
And the Martians love it, I guess. And then Santa Claus conquers the Martians.
Wink. Like, seriously, I'm going to have to post within the next day or two after this podcast posting. I'm going to have to post a couple of clips of this film. It really has to be seen to be believed. And I know I won't have any trouble at all finding clips on YouTube.
I'd say he did really conquer them. Like, in the Civilizations 4, like, cultural conquest sort of way.
Which is, that's the benchmark that conquering is set against.
I do make a little bit of an effort, although it's not a tradition in my family. Of course, my family watches Christmas Story. Everybody, Christmas Story is a big one.
Which is that one?
Might that's I make a confession to you, B-Will?
Yeah?
Never seen it.
They play.
Never turned on TNT. Like
during Christmas or Thanksgiving.
I doubt it's that great.
It's always on TNT.
I know, but
they literally do a marathon where that's all they play.
Well, here's the thing. I know it's always on around Christmas time on TV, but like, I don't really have that big an interest in it, in watching it in the first place. And if I ever get a hankering to watch it and hear what all the hubbub is about, it's always going to be like a third into the movie already. And I'm not going to start it a third into the movie.
I'll DVR it and I will sit and watch it with you because I think you'll really enjoy it.
To make sure you don't get up and move.
Yeah, it's great.
I'll watch the exits.
Here's my understanding of what A Christmas Story is.
Okay.
Based on my knowledge. Tell. So there's a geeky kid with glasses, right?
Uh-huh.
And he probably like doesn't understand the true meaning of Christmas. So the family,
you're already wrong.
So the family buys a leg lamp to say like to say, Lauren, please let me finish my accurate synopsis. They buy the leg lamp to say, look, child, let's say Fred. Look, Fred.
I want you to put up what I assume Christmas story is.
Okay.
Look, he says, unlike your phone burn notice.
He says, look, Fred. You see this leg lamp? It's a pretty nice lamp, right? Fred says, yes. Does this lamp really make you happy? No, it lights up the room, but it doesn't really make me happy. And the family says, so, Fred. What you're saying?
Have you seen any trailers for the movie?
You haven't a fucking clue.
It's all centered around the sandals.
And then Fred's heart grew three sizes.
No, Fred's family teaches him that Christmas isn't about material goods.
Or leg lamps.
Like leg lamps.
The movie is like 25 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I know.
It was before they invented materialism.
They had so many opportunities.
Besides the details of it being a kid who has glasses and there's a leg lamp, you have everything wrong.
That is everything. That's my entire knowledge.
It's a, you know, the movie. It's a wonderful family movie, but I don't know how much more I really want to go into it with you here. But what I was,
you sound really condescending towards me now.
I just, you know. Well, because I, you know.
Because you've never even watched a trailer, Tins. The trailer tells you the movie.
The trailers aren't on, like.
It's on 24 hours a day, like, well, the last
I've never seen, like, a theatrical trailer for A Christmas Story. But I've seen, like, ads for when it's coming on TNT. When I see a geeky kid with glasses and a leg lamp.
Dude, that's enough,
Jewish
man.
Jewish grandpa owns it.
The 30-second TV spot will tell you the plot of the movie.
5 years ago to a theater near you.
I highly recommend it. It's fantastic. Okay. But anyway, what I was getting at is, although it's not a major tradition, I can't really think about Christmas without these movies. Those like stop-motion animation Christmas movies.
Yes, if anything, like, that is the one thing that me and my family will watch, usually because it's always on and
everyone
loves
ones?
It.
The one with
There's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's Frosty the Snowman.
Isn't that the one with Burgermeister, Meisterburger?
Yes, Burgermeister, Meisterburger.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Frost great one. Movie. Great movie.
Jack Frost one.
Was there a
Michael
Keaton
film? No.
Michael Keaton.
There's
a horror film.
Which one is the Abominable Snowman?
I've seen that clown.
It's awful. I've seen it.
I think the one with Bumble.
They kill him with a hairdryer.
The
Jack Frost horror movie. Film. Spoiler alert. They kill Jack Frost with a hairdryer.
Isn't he the spirit of a killer?
That's not that's not the stop motion movie.
No.
No, that's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I'm pretty certain.
Yeah, we've seen it.
There's like some chick in a bathtub and then like
Oh, and that's
he's like a huge. He's a killer snowman.
Wait, did that one have Mystery Science Theater too?
No, that was like a more recent modern movie, shitty horror movie.
Is it voiced by Michael Keaton for real?
No, that's a different Jack Frost. There are several films about Jack Frost.
Yeah. That's the heartwarming one.
I think
one.
I saw that. There was one like with him where he's interviewing Nixon about all of his stuff, right?
Frost Nixon.
Yeah.
But yeah, those stop motion movies are great.
Have you seen, oh God, I forget what it's called, but it's one of the stop motion ones. Not as good. It's literally just a ragtag group of people that, like, half of them don't have anything to do with Christmas. Benjamin Franklin is one of the principal characters.
Oh, Reindeer Games.
No.
No.
But okay. it's
Gary Sinise or Ben Affleck play Benjamin Franklin in that film?
It's a baby new. I think it's really a New Year's film more than it's a Christmas
film. With Baby
film.
New Year,
Baby New Year, and Benjamin Franklin. The Poseidon are among.
It was made by the same folks, though. I remember.
It's got the exact same style, but it's fucking garbage.
Well, they started to spread themselves real thin after they got out of the basic Christmas lore.
Yeah, I mean, what can you do?
Well, they expanded that universe because they created the Island of Misfit Toys.
Which is great. That doesn't exist in the typical Christmas canon, but that's a great thing to add.
Yeah, are you telling me, Tins, that when Christmas time comes round, you don't gather up your Benjamin Franklin antiques and your baby New Year cutlery and really start celebrating the season? I mean, come on.
Cutting up your Ben Franklin antique.
Yeah. Carving it into small pieces.
Am I remembering correctly? Was there a California Raisins?
Is this movie?
Yes, there was. What? And I think about it all the time.
Is this
and I
movie
never
called
it.
Rudolph's Shiny New Year?
Yes. That's it. That's
Rudolph
it.
Was in it.
I just looked it up on my future phone. Wait. And that's what it looks like.
The California Raisins Christmas, I've been trying to find forever. And I love that fucking movie.
If I haven't seen it since I was probably 12.
I taped it off of CBS when I was a kid.
It was awesome.
It was great.
With the big fat orange guy?
Yeah, and then they had these dinosaurs that would be the narrators. They were claymation dinosaurs. And they were like bullshit old claymation dinosaurs. Like the T-Rex stood upright. It wasn't like the Jurassic Park T-Rex that was later where they weren't. You know, upright.
Wait, what?
You know, the T-Rex, old idea of the T-Rex was that the T-Rex stands completely upright.
Like a dog on its hind legs.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now it stands at a 45-degree angle, listeners.
I was confused when you said it was didn't stand upright, and you know, then it didn't stand upright. So
I got excited.
Did you guys ever see the Garfield Christmas special where he goes to Hawaii?
That was a great one, yeah.
Why have I not?
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm sure I have, and I've
what about also cause... tape that one off CBS.
Me too.
The Star Wars Holiday Special. Has anyone ever seen
it? Oh, you know, boy. I've never gotten to see
it. I have it on VHS.
You do?
It is worth watching once.
Once.
It's garbage, man.
You meet Chewbacca's family, and I believe...
It's like a big Wookie Baca special.
Low Baca and like other Bacas.
Wow. What you are talking about, Makula, is a scene that is somewhere between 4 and 6 minutes long where it's nothing but Wookiee language.
Yes.
No subtitles. It's just Wookiees talking to each other.
Oh my god, that's so great.
It's awesome.
It's for Wookiees.
Buy Wookiees for Wookiees.
They call it.
You know whose Christmas special I have loved recently, and I record it and watch it as much as I can, is the Stephen Colbert Christmas special.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. I love that special. He really did a great special. And I don't know, I would love for us to make a Christmas special one day.
Yeah.
I don't know what message we would give.
Oh, I'm going to make one tomorrow.
Jeez.
At home by myself.
What, are you going to sit in your room with your computer and...
That might be one scene. It is a special. I'm going to learn the meaning of Christmas by myself. Yeah.
I always feel like there's...
Can I have a cameo?
Yeah.
I want to be in it, too.
No.
Oh, that sucks.
Yes. Suck it.
Oh, man, sorry. Keith, I'm going to make my own Christmas special, and it's just going to star me.
Okay.
Can I be in that, too?
You can have one scene. Yes. You know what? You can't talk, though.
Sweet.
All right.
Well, you can... Actually, no, Costello, you can be in mine, but you have to talk in Wookiee language.
Fuck you. I'm in Kinz's scene. Silence. Don't got memorized nothing.
That's okay. Bebo has a Chewbacca costume.
Yeah. I'm so much better at that.
Yeah.
If you want, you can put a Santa hat on my cat.
Shut up, Lauren.
Oh, that! Thank you, Lauren. Thank you so much. That's what I want.
Everybody loves dressed up cats.
Everybody loves a dressed up cat.
Everybody loves it. I always feel like...
That's so true,
God
though.
God damn it, Mark.
No, say it.
I just feel like they try to... The media tries to jam a Christmas movie, like, tries to make it a classic really hard.
Like White
Christmas. Do you remember the Fox made-for-TV movie...
Olive the other reindeer.
Yeah.
Yes.
What a shit bomb.
That's true. They were,
they were like, please, this is it. This is the movie forever.
It was like the symbol for Macy's or some
of the... Yeah, it was something like it was real commercialized.
Wow.
And I'm just like, no, I don't buy it. Because he was a dog that took the phrase all of the other reindeer. Olive, I'm named Olive, I'm a reindeer. Voiced by Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
Which is how she sounds. And Joey Pants was in that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Can we please talk about Jingle All the Way now?
Finally. Yes.
I've been waiting.
I saw that movie in the theaters the weekend it came out.
I saw that every...
Thrilled with that fucking movie.
I saw it every year in middle school, because that's all they played.
The kid is lazy. Anakin Skywalker, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
What?
Jake Lloyd is the kid.
Oh, Jake. And you know what? When I was younger, I enjoyed it. Then I, you know, got a little older, thought, yeah, this is kind of corny. Now, love it.
I love it now.
Love
yeah.
it. I do too. Sinbad is in the movie. He's the antagonist.
He was a toy.
They actually do a 24-hour marathon of that fucking movie, Mark, on ABC Family.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, that is a film starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And Phil Hartman, and they're trying to find... Phil is such a great villain.
Yeah, he is.
They're trying to find a toy for...
What is the name of the toy? Like a robot toy or something.
Yeah, it's
like,
Turbo Man!
Yeah, and he dresses up as Turbo Man for the parade.
Right.
Yeah.
Does he learn a lesson like his child's love is more important than material possessions?
He learns that he should go shopping earlier.
Oh, is that what it is?
He just learns to be more thoughtful and less selfish.
If I'm not mistaken, there's a scene with, like, crazy midget elves fighting each other.
Yes. Yep. It also contains a professional wrestler, The Big Show.
Yep.
The Big Show, Paul White, is one of the large Santa Clauses in the bootleg Santa warehouse run by the Shady Elf.
Yeah.
Which creates that giant fight. And Arnold goes in there to purchase a bootleg.
John Belushi.
Jim Belushi.
Jim Belushi, thank you.
Jim Belushi is the corrupt Santa Claus.
Yeah, that's right. Wasn't there a scene in that movie where a bunch of postal workers opened up a package and it turned out to be an explosive? No.
They're at a radio station trying to get the last Proton, or not Proton Man, that's
Turbo
Man.
Turbo Man. It's Turbo Time.
And Sinbad, being a mailman, you know, uses his cunning wit and pulls out a box and says it's a bomb.
Well, it's pre 9/11 mailman.
Yeah.
But then it turned out to really be a bomb anyway.
Yeah.
At that point, they were only just shooting, killing people.
Yeah. No, postal worker going crazy, but pre-9/11, so it was still kind of okay.
Mail bombs are still funny back then.
Yeah, mail bombs were funny. Now they're scary.
That's when
Ted Kaczynski was doing all his shit too, right? So like,
yeah.
It was a Christmas movie.
How did they get away with it? Yeah,
I think it was a couple of years after the Kaczynski.
Oh, so it wasn't too soon.
It couldn't have been. Oh god, it couldn't have been like that same year.
And he only mailed it to like a couple of people that we didn't care that much about.
I'm sure their families are pleased to hear.
Look at how America reacted to Ted Kaczynski. They didn't fucking care that much. They just looked at the dude in the shades in the hood.
Enough to fucking give him the life.
Yeah, well, that's the justice system. That's not
Thank
America.
Thank you, justice. God bless America.
I'm glad he's in jail, but...
You get nothing out of this podcast. Get that. We are glad that Kaczynski is in jail.
Yeah, yeah.
Merry Christmas.
And happy Hanukkah.
Shut up, Lauren. Can we get that as a Christmas card from Octavarius?
Yes.
It's just a picture of him still in jail.
We're glad he's in jail.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas from Octavarius.
That would be so great.
That would be surprisingly easy to make, too.
You know, listeners, if you want us to send you a Octavarius greeting card, just email
personalized.
Us. Yeah, personalized. Just want to send us an email at info@octavarius.com. That's info@octavarius.com.
OctavariusIUS. Octavarius.
Also, I never really thought of this, but we probably don't need to spell Octavarius because they either got this from our website Or they got it from iTunes, and Octavarius is the name.
Or they were
the
looking
podcast.
For Octavarium by
Dream Theater.
Or and they're like, oh, what's this?
Or they were looking for the band Octavarius.
The what was that? Like a Brazilian
band
or something.
Haha, you got a podcast instead.
This isn't live on the radio.
Sorry to all of you avid Dream Theater fans out here.
Death metal fans.
You've been waiting 25 minutes for nothing.
And a big sorry to Scott for
when
thinking
this whole thing is live. When does
Dream
Theater chime in?
Scott was under the impression this whole thing is live.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know.
You never told me otherwise.
I'm sorry.
Jeez. You know what Christmas movie I love? And
it's
I'm
a Wonderful
a
Life.
Kiss Kiss
yes!
Bang Bang.
How'd you know, LP?
Obvious.
I thought it was gonna be like an old video she made of her cat.
Sprinkle Second Christmas.
It's Harry Potter and the Half Blood Prince because they have Christmas in there.
They do play Harry Potter in the 25 Days of Christmas.
Like, oh my god!
I used to think like cat videos, dominate the internet, and I don't understand it because I'm not a cat person.
Really they are
this a
so
tangent?
Fucking cute.
Yeah, they're really cute.
And they get in such little mishaps.
Like
once,
funny stuff.
Once
yeah,
I made the mistake of looking at like the Dig like best of last 360 days. This had to be a year or so ago. It was like Barack Obama wins election. Barack Obama wins Democratic nomination. Adorable cat walking towards camera.
That
sexy
was a
lady.
Sweet video. If it's
about,
the ninja one.
Or yeah. about the cat trying to run up the slide and failing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know why?
Stupid.
You know why? Like naked
videos.
Lady, cat.
Cat videos are really entertaining. People love them because cats are just so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're so much better than you.
They do.
They're so dumb. They're so dumb. They just love jumping in and out of cardboard boxes.
You know what? I find it akin to when a news reporter gets hurt or fucks up somehow. It's like because they're so they're like I'm better than you. I'm a news reporter, or I'm better than you. I'm a cat. But when they do something fucking stupid, it's like fuck you.
This is just so should I start making like Anderson Cooper? I can has party time.
Like he's a cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we gonna try and push Anderson
info?
Cooper as the next internet thing?
Yes.
Dude, I would love if just like, cats as anchors.
Anderson Cooper will do anything to be the next internet thing. He would love that. Dude,
I can has planet in peril.
We need to register lol Anderson Cooper. .com immediately.
That's hilarious.
I tell those, but then I lols.
Look at tight Prada shirts.
I can has liberal agenda. That was for the conservatives. You're welcome, listeners in Texas.
Hey, okay, Lauren.
Yeah.
Don't what. Don't assume the worst is coming.
No,
she's gonna come.
She should.
Yeah. So we've been talking about Christmas movies this whole time. Are there, in fact, good Hanukkah movies? Don't say Eight Crazy Nights, because that's a shitty Hanukkah movie.
I like
good
that
call
movie.
Telling her to
really?
Watch
I
it.
Don't
too.
I don't think
it's
very
shitty.
But you know what? You know what, LP? Have you seen it more than once?
Yeah, I own it.
See, I own it too, and I loved it in the theater, and then I bought it, and then I watched it, and I went, oh.
I might have done that too, but
is
I mean,
there?
I
aren't
it.
There deer pooping in the film?
Oh, there is so deer much poop. Deer pooping.
And then there's the guy who eats his shorts, like literally.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Jockstrap.
Yeah.
Lauren, can you think of any?
Well, what we...
It was 10 seconds.
No, not really.
I got one for you.
I was going to say the Adam Sandler, when he performs Happy Hanukkah, the Hanukkah
just
song.
Just the song.
Just we song. Used to watch it on the screen, like they would... I don't know what...
On which night?
The
first night?
All of them.
Every night? Watch it straight? Right. 8 nights?
I have a great... it's for both holidays. The Rugrats... Do a great Christmas and great Hanukkah special.
There's Jewish
really,
in the Rugrats.
Yeah.
Chucky Finster is Jewish.
Wait, one of them, yeah.
Chucky's
no,
Jewish?
The
no.
Pickles.
Tommy.
The Pickles, his mom, his mother, is it the mother's side?
Jewish,
yeah, the mother's side is
Jewish. Right.
Okay, yes. I couldn't even remember.
They are Russian.
So Tommy's Jewish.
Tommy and Angelica are Jewish.
Wow.
Yes.
And
totally they're just half Jewish.
It makes perfect
sense.
Yeah,
because Stew Pickles isn't Jewish, yeah, so or at least they've never strongly alluded to it.
The Rugrats celebrate both.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With a grandpa that surly and ornery, he gave
it to me.
No, no way, Grandpa Pickles.
No, he's Jewish.
If I can do this, then you can do this, that. What you want to say? If they can put a man on...
You know, 15 years ago, we didn't have Drake.
We had to walk 15 miles. And it was snowing and made of axes.
That's a good, right, that's a great character trait, though. It was always 15 and everything.
Yeah.
Always
15. I want to watch Rugrats.
I love Rugrats.
Watch Rugrats.
They really dealt with those holidays really well.
They did.
They did
Passover.
Did a great Passover.
The Passover episode was fucking awesome.
He
did great episodes.
Oh my god, he's great. He's like
it's so good. They do all the holidays, all the biblical
stories.
Their
Halloween one's awesome.
Yeah, their Halloween one is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Did I watch that with you, LP?
Yeah. We were watching because the Reptar Bar is what I
through,
the Reptar
Bar.
Through a bunch of headphones, a bunch of people right now are saying, God damn, Nicktoons again?
I'm sorry. So we're playing Mario Kart.
Now, are you guys familiar with the Berenstain Bears Christmas Tree?
No.
Yes,
no.
I owned all those books as a kid.
Oh my god.
Wait,
I
owned the books. I did have
the
books.
Well, yeah,
I think
it's a book and they turn it into a movie, and like I bust out the VHS. Like,
bust it out, yo.
It's so cute. It's so good. It's a musical. They have like little songs, and it's Berenstain Bears Christmas Tree, and the whole premise is like they're trying to get a last minute Christmas tree, and they go. The dad and the little boy and girl like go all over and climb the mountains and all stuff.
Oh yeah, I did see
but
that.
But then they like can't find it.
I always
hated
the way they animated their hands and feet.
With like, the claws.
But yeah, the ending is so great because they're like, oh, we didn't get a tree, we're so exhausted. Everything sucks because there are some times they want to cut it down, but then there are animals living in the trees, so like, oh, we can't do it.
They're bears.
Yeah, they're anthropomorphic.
Why are the Berenstain Bears celebrating Christmas?
Ah, well,
good job.
Well,
interesting.
What happens, Cloud? Why is it significant?
The ending is so great because like, oh, this is awful. We have all these decorations and no tree. Then they come back, and all the animals of the forest that they like that they spared. And we're like, oh, let's leave them. They decorated their house, which is a tree.
The fuck is all this bullshit on my house?
Honor of not brutally murdering us when you could have.
We've been TP'd.
I wish it was like that Simpsons episode, Hurricane Nettie, where somebody's down on his luck, and all the people of the town build him like a totally new house. But I hope, like the Berenstain Bears' house just collapses.
They're all the way to decorations.
Beautiful. There's like awesome stars.
In Flanders' new house, wasn't the toilet in the kitchen?
Yeah.
And the hallway just got tinier and tinier to the master bedroom, which was a tiny doll door.
Well, that's a thought. That
since we're on the Simpsons, the Simpsons actually have a lot of great holiday Christmas specials.
Oh, yeah. I remember their original one where they first got Santa's Little Helper.
Isn't that their pilot episode?
That is the pilot.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, yeah.
I remember watching that the day, like, I remember watching it when it came out. It was at my great-grandmother's house.
I'm excited for this Christmas because now anytime I turn onto The Simpsons, it's going to be one of those Christmas specials.
Yeah.
And they have so many of them, and they're all so good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the one with more recent seasons. I don't even know what season we're on. Fuck. Is the one with Gary Coleman. The one with the little not for
it's not that recent.
I know. I don't even know.
I know the Simpsons.
I haven't watched
like,
Simpsons in a long time.
Yeah, that's
like all the way through.
So many, God. Yeah, the Gary Coleman was like season.
It's gotta be
10.
Yeah. No, it's like
13.
Something like that. And I'm sure we'll get a lot of emails. fucking idiots!
Do we ever get a lot of emails about anything we say?
Yeah, I pretend to.
Oh, yeah.
I pretend like it's off the hook.
I mean, our mailbag is huge. You should see the size of our mailbag.
Written on a goddamn Scrabble book. Can you believe that?
Well, it was
they
a long...
They paid letter. All that money to send that
Scrabble
book.
Dictionary in the mail.
Lisa, did you ever watch, because I think this is a girly Christmas movie, did you ever watch...
The Olsen Twins.
Prancer?
I know it's going to talk about white Christmas.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Prancer? Nope. Guess not. That's how that scene went.
White Christmas
Oh, I like that one too.
What the hell is Prancer?
Prancer.
What is Prancer? Great question. I don't want to complain about
white
Christmas.
A little girl finds Prancer because he gets lost.
What the fuck is Prancer? Is it a cat in a reindeer? In a Santa hat?
Like Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen.
I'm sorry.
So what is it about?
I don't know.
What an obscure reindeer to pick. Is it actually Santa's Prancer?
Yeah.
What are the,
like,
what are the names of the reindeer?
Give it to me. Who gives a shit about Prancer?
Dasher,
Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen.
But that's the whole point of the movie. Is
Blitzen?
Like
Vixen.
Vixen?
Donner. There's a Donner.
It's like
Vixen. Yeah.
It's like it doesn't work without Prancer. George? It's like, even though he's not Rudolph, he's not the main guy.
He's,
you know,
still special.
He's still, he's, yes, like, exactly. And she's like a poor, she's like poor girl.
Prancer's a he?
Yes. I don't remember.
Oh, that's all the reindeer are men.
That's true.
Ringo?
Fucking dude. Yeah. Ready to fuck. One of them's called Vixen, though, so I hope,
yeah,
he has,
that
hope he has big old tits.
Well, like what? Valvin,
a stripper reindeer?
No, that's Val Venus.
Val Venus.
That was a wrestler.
That is a wrestler.
Donner? That's like a Donner's dumb reindeer.
It's a blood donor.
But they spelled it wrong, yeah, when they were making the birth certificates.
Yeah.
They spelled it pretty wrong.
Well,
they were drunk.
Named for Richard Donner, the director of
Lethal Weapon. Another Christmas movie. Thank you, Brian.
And yes, then Nick Mikula joined the podcast.
So
transition to the action movies.
Thank you. I always try to watch my own list of Christmas movies every year that my parents don't like. They don't consider them Christmas movies.
How long has Mikula been in the room?
Dude, I knew, like, that's why time. I fucking worked the Richard Donner segue.
Woke
this
me
is
up.
Mikula, yeah, time, everyone.
And
Mikula
Cupid
time,
was
a
part of Love, and Love was in a certain action movie starring Bruce Willis. Nick, got anything to share, man?
Yeah, there's Die Hard 1 and 2. There's Die Hard 2, Die Harder. Lethal Weapon 1 is a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang has action scenes
in
it, which
is
a great Christmas movie.
Yeah,
that's
one of my favorites.
I don't see. This is why I disagree with you, Nick.
Bring it,
because these aren't films about Christmas. These,
yeah, they are
films that take place during Christmas.
In Die Hard, he meets up with his family at the end. He meets up with Holly,
and he learns
Christmas.
The true spirit of Christmas.
Yes, yeah, killing terrorists.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang doesn't really does it ever mention that it was?
Yeah. He's running away from the cops because he
stole a Christmas
toy.
Yeah, and his friend, his
but
partner,
that's in the beginning.
His yeah. partner got shot.
They're
at a Christmas party.
That's right.
It snows. It snows.
I think.
It only takes place.
Maybe it doesn't.
The Christmas part only takes place in the beginning of the film.
No, it's throughout the movie because they
the Christmas party they go to.
There's a Christmas party they go. Yeah.
Does that make Jumanji a Christmas movie?
Well played,
Cloud. It does.
No, but
Jumanji's a Christmas movie.
No, Mikula, I'm with you in the sense that, like, Home Alone is a movie that largely, like, Christmas is a huge part of it. Like,
Home Alone's totally a Christmas movie.
Yeah, exactly.
But
it's not about Christmas, but it's a Christmas movie.
He has a shotgun.
Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, totally a Christmas movie.
Absolutely.
Empire Strikes Back.
Home Alone is about Christmas.
Yeah, the mom, the whole mom storyline.
The whole, that storyline.
Yeah, and then the neighbor across the street, how he finally gets together.
Beat someone with
the
shovel.
Any movie where there's an actual line that's really serious, like, Merry Christmas.
That's a Christmas Kiselby, movie. Kiselby, what does John McClane say to Hans Gruber?
I don't
happy
know.
Tra-
I haven't seen the film
happy.
All the way
you've never seen Die Hard?
All the way through.
What is your problem?
WTF, you guys.
Yeah. What is your
seriously.
Fucking problem?
Seriously.
You mock me.
Kiselby,
I have to watch it before our show.
Yeah, we have a Die Hard Christmas spectacular show in just a few days.
You've never seen Die Hard?
Where is that at?
Oh, it's this Sunday at 7 p.m. at Comedy Sports, 929 West Belmont.
You should be there.
Our spectacular. So if I were
it's
to watch this,
the
show, it is also our last show for a while. Thank you, Lauren, for interrupting.
Yeah, last show of the run.
Glamping still.
So depressing. but if I had seen this show, would I understand Die Hard?
Yes.
I don't know. Mikula and Mark are writing this thing.
Yes.
You'll
get the
essence. No matter what happens.
Mark,
I'm
you sound more skeptical.
I'm 100% sure that this thing is going to kick the fucking teeth in of everybody there. In the most fun way possible.
Boom City.
They will love this shit.
Comedy Sports.
This is going to be ridiculous. I read it.
Oh, you did? Okay, good.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, it's a draft.
Mm-hmm.
But
so far, so good. I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, go on, Mikula.
But the ending line that John McClane says to Hans Gruber right when he shoots him and he falls from the 32nd floor is, "Happy trails, Hans." Close enough. And it snows paper at the end of the movie.
It snowed because they're in Los Angeles.
That's not a Christmas thing.
He's got, but his gun has wrapping paper on it. Because yeah. He wrapped the gun to his back.
Oh jeez, that's not.
You've never seen Die Hard, Lauren. You can't get in this argument.
Lauren,
you know,
as a Jew, I know. Oh wait,
Lauren,
Christmas.
Lauren, are you concerned that you can't watch Die Hard because you're Jewish? Because they actually kind of go into that subject when John McClane says to Takagi, "I didn't know they celebrated Christmas," and he says something like, "We do now." So they understand that. The movie is just not aimed for people who celebrate Christmas. Anyone can watch Die Hard.
I love Die Hard. Derailed from what your point is. Like, what are you trying
so
to
did
say?
I.
This is why we normally keep Mikula from having long, extended amounts.
That's why he gets the 7 words in this. Because we're stuck on.
Dude, seven. I love that. That was great. For
are we
me.
Still gonna do? Oh, you the explanation or the 7 words of wisdom?
What?
The explanation he just gave.
Yeah, I thought that was just
actually.
Wonderful.
You know what I think? No, B-Wo is about to do something for the ladies.
Yes.
Oh yeah, everybody, cool your jets and put on your hats. It's time, everybody, for B-Wo does something for the ladies.
Hey, girl, I know it's cold. So turn up that heat a little bit and snuggle up in that blanket. I know you want to put on your favorite Christmas movie. Yeah. But why don't you just leave that TV on? And then just fast forward through every single Octavarius podcast in the entire catalog, episodes 1 through 45. And you just fast forward to the parts where I just talk. I just want you to know, under all of that, I'm saying Merry Christmas.
Oh yeah. What? This has been B-Wo does something for the ladies.
Who's been telling Merry Christmas to the ladies?
Would you wait, but for that one, let's assume they had been listening to the whole one. And got to that point. But your message was for them to fast forward through anyone and get to that point?
Only listen to B-Wo.
Just for shitsies. I don't know if anyone would ever do
so
that.
So time consuming.
Yeah, right?
So ladies like.
Yeah, I mean, maybe she's cold and alone. She needs something to do.
She's
activity.
Already doing it.
Boom, I just provided it.
It's a date right there.
When I was a kid.
Hey, I care about shut-ins.
I almost killed my father in our... the back of our house.
Are you just confessing?
And
so fucking positive.
No, I'm gonna leave it at that.
Scott Danielson, surprise!
Surprise confession? Like something you never tell me.
He's okay.
Scott
Danielson. Hey, guys, he's alive.
Yeah. So you failed.
It's attempted murder. It's still a crime.
It was not attempted murder. Here's what happened.
You almost did.
I was crazy about Home Alone. I saw it in the theater. Right?
I know it, uh-oh. Scott. I did the same thing. I did the same thing,
you
Scotty D.
You threw a paint can at him?
No, I know exactly. Scott, you're not the only one. I've done it too. I know
Wait. Nick, before you blindly agree to what Scott
No, I already know this. I already know it.
Well, oh, I got the movie from the store, which came with the map and where to set all the traps. And I poured a big bucket of water on my back patio keep the burglars out.
Oh, no.
And then my dad went out there, you know, to let the dog out or whatever. Oh, no. And he didn't even fall, but he almost killed himself. Jeez. Like, just slipping and sliding. And he could have just went through the window, hit his head on the grill, whatever.
He would have, like, fallen on his head and then went back into the kitchen to turn on the light, and an iron would fall on his face.
I added...
So the burglars would stay out.
Now, wow. Nick, is this something you did?
Yes, and I even added to the McAllister's... No. Kevin McAllister's... Whatever his last name is.
Good Lord,
McAllister.
Kevin McAllister.
Like the sandwich place.
Like the deli.
His attack strategy, which involved... we had trash cans in our basement. I'm not sure why. And there's nothing
trash,
in them.
I
but
the
so bodies, I put the micro machines the everywhere. I put Christmas ornaments like near a window.
Oh God!
Oh my goodness!
And I didn't have a blowtorch, so I just duct taped a fire extinguisher to the kitchen entrance.
That's the closest thing to fire that you could have found.
So then,
wait. Did it go off when you opened the, when someone?
No, I didn't. I didn't have any string to tape
so
it.
So you
to
just so in your. your parents' house, you took duct tape. And you duct tape. You put enough duct tape to hold an entire fucking
I ruined a good section of wallpaper. My mom was not happy with that.
Yeah, there's no way you could have gotten that off without destroying.
How old was that?
How tall were you?
No, I could jump on the counter by taking a kitchen chair.
Oh, yeah, I was imagining you just put it up as high as you could.
Where so it just blasts someone's stomach.
My sister was supposed to be supervising me.
Oh, there it is.
But she would do this thing where my parents would be like, Caroline, supervise Nick. And she'd be like, okay. And then my sister would go out and rent a game, a Sega Genesis video game, and say, don't tell mom and dad I'm going out.
Oh, snap.
So I got bored.
Proposed many traps.
He was
home alone.
Exactly.
Oh, he takes the pot.
But the clincher was an Ewok attack. Where I spent the next 2 hours.
Wait, don't give Keith that crown just yet. Go on, Nick.
I was in the basement with
Ewok attack, you say.
With a trash can outside. Waiting for 2 hours for my parents to come home from the holiday party they were at.
Oh, no.
And I heard them open the door. Then I heard, like, hey, Nick. Hey, Carrie. What the fuck is this? And they saw, like, like micro machines all over, like, the front of the staircase.
Well,
I was like,
surely not walking on that. Like, I'm going to move that aside. So I own this house.
I heard him kick it aside. Then my dad was like, oh, why is there a fire? And I heard my mom go, like, Nicholas James Makula. So they walked down the stairs. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm in trouble. Okay, this is it. I'm going to make it count. So I'm hiding behind the...
I'm going to make it count? What do you mean?
I'm behind a trash can. And they walk down the staircase, see more micro machines. They see a paint can with string attached to it. No. That was on the ground because I couldn't tie it anywhere. So I just gave up and left it on the ground.
Because you hadn't had enough time to reenact your deadly plan.
It's so deadly!
Exactly.
Did you put tar and a nail on the board?
Ooh, that's horrifying.
How would have I gotten out? Right?
So, with the paint.
Ooh.
What are you going to do with that paint?
He was going to hang it, and then when his parents would walk down,
throw it.
Drop it, and then it would knock one of their teeth out.
Yeah.
Probably more likely giving them a concussion.
No, he couldn't hang it. He gave up because he was a child.
So then you're behind the trash can.
Behind the trash can, and then like they come down.
He's got a knife. And you're going to make it count.
I'm going to make it count, and my parents
are like, stab him!
They look to see. They look.
I'm making it count. I'm
making it count. And I'm just waiting, and they're like, Nick, where are you? You have to be down here. We already checked your room. And I just went, now! And I kicked the trash can that rolled incredibly slowly.
Wait, you said now? Like, you just said it by your... You said it to yourself.
What did he say?
You gave yourself the order?
I am a soldier of war, and sometimes you need to command yourself.
Now!
An army of one is a Nick Makula army.
Wait, no, we're all forgetting that it's in this scenario. Everyone picture it. He says, screams, now, kicks it, and it slowly rolls.
If I was a parent, I'd be like, immediately think there were like 8 other children about to siege war at me, though, if he said, now.
I think it's more likely, it's like, what is my stupid child doing?
Rolled at them, then what?
Well, no, it didn't really roll in a direct line. It kind of veered off to the right and hit the... slowly. And hit the litter box.
Oh my god, what a mess.
And then I was just... And then there's no garbage can in front of me, so I'm just sitting there on the ground. And they're like...
What did your parents do?
They're like, well...
I hope beat them.
Wait!
They beat me ragged.
Wait!
That would be the Christmas spirit.
My dad grabbed the wrench.
Was this
what
you
deserved?
Was this an Ewok attack because there were Ewoks involved? Or was
was
it an Ewok attack in spirit?
Okay, Mark.
In the spirit of how the Ewoks defended Endor.
The Ewoks go, aye! And they threw logs.
Oh, I get it now.
That tripped people.
So you just said no.
And defeated the Empire.
And you kicked a garbage can that slowly off to the wall.
So how long were you guys staring at each other in awkward silence?
Well, my mom was mad at me for 5 minutes, and my dad has this... He and I had this relationship where he'd stare at me, try to get mad, and just laugh at me.
That's what I did.
And he was like, you should... You should probably go to your room.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I went to my room, and my mom was like, no, you're cleaning up all your stuff. And then I went downstairs, and then I... Because I felt really bad. I felt like I had to apologize for everything. So then you did, I apologized. Man.
Yeah,
that...
I'm wondering, did you know right from wrong?
No.
Did you know that this was, like, bad?
I apologized.
That this was a bad thing?
For opening up and playing with my Christmas toys that year.
What?
Which were the micro machines that I put out.
Oh, my God!
Oh, no!
What?
Wow.
What a... Oh, that is M. Night Shyamalan bullshit right there.
It was the... You know, if you guys... Exactly. If you guys remember when you were younger, they had like the Death Star Micro Machine playset, the Hoth and the Endor one.
I had the Hoth.
Were they the heads or the full?
No, just the full, the little set, like the 6-inch set. Well, those are the Micro Machines I used for battles.
So, oh my God. You didn't call that the Ewok attack? You called kicking a garbage can the Ewok attack?
But more importantly, yes.
One of them had Ewoks.
Tim's, more importantly, he broke into his presence. Yeah.
Well, they
stole them.
Yeah,
your parents must have been furious.
Yeah. They were I always found my secret.
Well, my sister informed me.
Anyone my mom ever hid toys from me, I always found it. But I was never dumb enough to take them out.
No!
What happened on Christmas morning then? Did they have to get you more presents? Because that's a great tactic then.
That's what I thought. No. Well, the thing is, my birthday.
They beat me ragged.
My birthday is in January, so usually what happens is that I usually do really well on my birthday when I was younger because. My parents just do all my birthday shopping the day after Christmas with all the sales. So they already had some of my birthday stuff already ready, so I just opened that on Christmas. And then I got more birthday presents.
Why'd you give me this wrench?
Give it to your dad.
Give it to daddy.
My dad also thought it'd be funny. He threw a cat toy at me and said, "This is
this is your only present. Chew on.
That's all you get.
It looks like a hot dog.
Put on a hat like a cute kitten."
Goodness,
that was my attack strategy.
That was a good attack strategy.
But you didn't get robbed, so it must have worked.
Yeah.
I did not. Oh, the one time I did thought I was going to get robbed. Is there time for that story?
Is it about Christmas?
No.
I want
to
hear this.
I have something that I do miss about the holidays that used to be a part of my life. But
what's that?
You can tell your story, too.
Please.
At the same time.
Is this
the
Tennessee story?
Yeah, it was Tennessee. Well, I was in the marching band in high school. And in Carthage, we would do a Christmas parade. So we would always march through. And I did like 2 or 3 Christmas parades a year. Because we had the Carthage one, the Gorenzel one, and sometimes we went to another town. So it was something that we like would do. We would march in a Christmas parade and play Christmas carols. And it fucking sucked.
Well.
My God.
So you don't really miss it? Is that what you're saying?
It's bittersweet.
Like bittersweet symphony.
Part of it was fun. But it was also, it was like the shittiest thing to do in marching band probably, but it was also like still something I did that in like looking back on was neat and interesting. But like at the time I just hated it, but I miss
it. Sounds like it's no fun.
I would take the opportunity to do it again though.
Would you?
Yeah. I'd march in a Christmas parade and play French horn. Okay. In marching band.
We'll get practicing.
I
don't need to practice. I'm fucking good.
No, I'll be the judge.
Yeah, whatever.
I got a good French horn ear.
Yeah, I bet you do.
That's right, I do.
Yeah, girl.
I miss caroling and like Christmas choir concerts. It's always so fun.
I do too.
Didn't we decide on a previous podcast that we were going to do caroling this year?
I think we did.
It's cold outside.
I will go with you.
It's so cold.
I will carol with you, Cloud.
Thank you. I'll come too.
I'll play French horn.
Two man
I said I'll come.
I have a marching band uniform. I can march behind you and play. You
gotta get used to that marching band uniform.
I know, it'll be good. I can trade off. I'll play saxophone one day and trumpet one day and French horn another.
Excellent.
Saxophone day will be the worst. I'm not very good at
so
the saxophone.
So where are we going to go? Just the other people in our apartment building?
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
Sure. Down the block?
No, hello, it's carolers.
No, we'll go to like Ravenswood where there are houses and stuff.
Yeah.
No, I'm, you know what, I'll only do it if we only carol in the building.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone will love us then.
It's going to be great because everyone, everyone
I
in
hope
building
not coming
one
upstairs.
Is going to hear the entire presentation, and then they're going to hear it slowly come closer, and then they're going to have
would
to hear
the
exact
same
thing.
You would sing the same song on each
we would have a repertoire.
Yeah, I'm only learning like 1-2 maximum carols for this show.
You guys...
Honestly, if we just do one, I'll be way better at the saxophone by the 6th time. I'll do a way better job.
Here comes Deck the Halls coming down there. Now it's our turn.
Shh, deck the hallway.
We're not home. So if they're not home, do we still play it?
Yeah.
What, play in front of their closed door?
It's a rehearsal.
No, you're in there.
Well, you can't. You've given up.
Oh, that would be great.
Oh, man.
We're going to have the Octavarius puppet go caroling.
That'd be awesome.
People and would close the door or throw fire at us. Yeah.
Fire. They commonly have torches.
I can.
It's, you know, that we brought the new monster on.
I literally can't afford to be burned. I would go in debt.
Medical debt's expensive.
I knew LP would save it.
Well, if you were to try and finance your medical debt with your credit cards, and that debt was $10,000 or more, you'd need to call Legal Helpers Debt Resolution.
You'd need to.
Huh?
Legal Helpers Debt Resolution guarantees to negotiate down your credit card debt of $10,000 or more. They will also guarantee that all of your Christmas movies will be good, and that all of your presents will be the clothes that you actually want, but mostly toys.
Yeah.
A guarantee.
Mostly toys.
Mostly toys.
Guaranteed.
Not guaranteed.
Can you
also, Legal Helpers Debt Resolution will make sure that you're just the right amount of drunk on Christmas. Just the right
amount. Yeah. In the morning.
So, hey, Matt.
Yeah, what's up, Brown Woe?
What is that jingle they're singing around the globe?
Can I get some Heart and Soul? Legal Helpers Debt Resolution. LegalHelpersDR.com. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Hey, you know what would be fun? If we all did an extra Secret Santa thing this year, where we actually got each of the real gifts, but before we opened them, we all just got really drunk. Just, like, way drunk, and then we all opened presents from one another.
I would love doing that.
So you're going to have, like, Makula vomiting on a Nintendo 64 or something.
We'd get him a Nintendo 64.
Dude, gave him away.
In this scenario, I'm picturing, like, we all get together. We pile our presents into the middle. Then we all do, like, a century club. And only then, once we finish 100 shots of beer, we're allowed to open presents.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Where, Tins, where could you buy presents for your friends?
Target, I guess. Unless, I mean, unless you don't feel like going to Target because they didn't have very good Black Friday deals. They had pretty shitty, or not Black Friday, Cyber Monday deals.
Yeah, their Cyber Monday was kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, they don't want you to shop online. They want you to go to the store.
Fuck them. I'm sitting at a computer. I don't want to go anywhere.
Thank you.
Cyber Monday, y'all.
Yeah, Target. It's gone past us.
I have not heard of that.
Target. Fuck Target.
Nice. Well, I say that about wraps up our Target.
I just haven't had any reason to go to Target lately. They're not giving me any incentive.
We haven't gotten a cease and desist letter, so we can still do it.
I bet you're
going to Target at least.
If you have a business you'd like us to advertise, because we've done so well, please send in a request to info@octavarius.com.
Are we supposed to advertise a new thing yet or
no? Not yet.
Not yet.
The secret new thing.
Wait, what?
It's not pop chips again, is it?
No.
And Cloud steals the podcast at the very end.
Cloud said, totally serious.
No, man, Pop Chips doesn't need our help. They are owning the soccer mom market right now.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, but they are. Man.
Big the
way to go, Cloud. You nabbed the Pop Chips.
She was so concerned.
Pop Chips. Dip them in your toilet and they still are crunchy.
What the fuck does that mean?
We are going to see.
That's so gross.
Alright.
I just never got to do a Pop Chips ad, so I tried it.
You hit it out of the park, my friend.
Alright, we have to say goodbye, listeners, but before we do, I just want to remind everybody that our last show of our current run at Comedy Sports is this Sunday, 7 p.m. And this isn't just a plug for this Sunday's show. I also want to thank everybody and all of us at Octavarius. Thank you for supporting us so much throughout this whole extended run.
Thanks, Ron.
Thanks to everybody.
57.
Thank you to them, especially for making that puppet.
That puppet was great.
So good.
Pretty 2 weeks ago, that puppet. Yeah. Maybe even this past week, who knows?
1 week ago.
Well, and feel free to send us real ideas for the themes. Real mail.
So we don't have to keep faking it.
Now!
Well, we're really only doing them.
Well, because we don't have any more shows, so it's up for grabs. I don't know, just do it. I'd say actually.
If there's something you want us to do, like you think you want us to do a cartoon series,
Do it for us.
Slap our name
on it.
I
want
to get a real piece of mail one day. No,
we get only email.
Do you not get
mail? But I'm just saying.
We get mail all the time. We don't want to get a real
piece of mail if you give people your fucking address, dude. We don't give our address.
I keep trying. And
I'll write you a Christmas card.
Because I don't want people to come Heineken here.
If they came here, we wouldn't go there.
The normal fucking people would not come here. It would always be the people you don't want.
Why don't you just give your old address?
Because I don't live there anymore.
So? Trick him.
Yeah, he lives right now at 720 West
Alright.
Crazy that you don't.
All of
Alright, well then just give us a real email, okay? Thanks.
We get real emails.
This has been Lauren's moment of bitterness. All right, that's got to do it for us.
Seven words of wisdom, real quick.
Yes, that's got to do it for us, everybody. So thank you again for listening. But before we go, it's time for Nick Makula's seven words of wisdom.
Hey, Castelvi, can I get your account number?
Was that seriously verbatim what you did last week?
Yeah, I think you did that last week.
Oh, because I want RCN, and I don't know if we can get that. That's literally, I'm seriously trying to get the account number.
I don't know it. You're doing this right now?
Don't say it over the podcast.
Oh, you want to write it down? You can mail it to Lauren.
Just talk about it in like 2 minutes.
Fucking idiot.
Yippee-ki-yay.
I'm forcing you to do a different Nick Makula's
seven words of wisdom.
So, I found out the other night...
This has been Nick Makula's seven words of wisdom. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everybody.
Bye.
He's coming back for more.
Aquarius, eat your s'mores.